Right? I mean, so the Rambam in the Shorash in the Shorash HaChadasar is saying that the Inyan HaMitzvah is that the mitzvah is really an Inyan, right? Saying a mitzvah is an Inyan, and there are asios involved to fulfill that Inyan, right, or to accomplish the Inyan, but the mitzvah is really defined by its Inyan. So you can have one Inyan with many asios, but you consider it one mitzvah, right? So you're saying when you want to count, you want to count the mitzvos, you don't go into the realm of Maisa. If you were just in the realm of Maisa, then it would be defined by Machvin or not Machvin, right? But is it one Maisa or many asios? If you just looked at asiya. Okay. Yeah. So this is the Inyan HaMitzvah is in other words, if you're gonna look at the mitzvah in terms of asiya, so then ma'akvin and not ma'akvin is the only question, because ma'akvin means it's one asiya, right? And ein ma'akvin means it's different asiyas. So, but
one asiya and different asiyas. What we're saying is asiya about the.
That's in terms of what do you mean? Yeah, it means to say that it's not a netila of anything unless it's the whole entity. It's not four netilos, right? It's one netila. It could be because the cheftza is broken up. I'm saying in general, if you can look at it in terms of asiya, then ma'akvin aim ma'akvin is the question. But he's saying that's not really the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is the inyan. When you count the mitzvah, you have to count the inyan. Could be that an inyan. Okay, but now it gets confusing, though, right? Now the question is: so what does it mean you have an inyan with things that are not ma'akvin, right? Yeah. So what does he mean by the inyan over here? What does he mean by the inyan? Now let's take the example by the mitzvah, right? He says, by the Torah of the mitzvah, he says, ki kol elu heim chelke amitzvah shenitzta vinu ba, vehu taras mitzvah. Now, what is the tzivoy? He's saying, what's really the tzivoy? The tzivoy is taharas mitzorah, right? Or by the other things, he says the tzivoy is really that kibutzam hu mitzvah, right? She'anachnu nitztavinu she'nase heker lemitzorah, right? Now, is he saying that the tzivoy really is the inyan is really what's mitzvah? Right, the inyan is what the tzivoy is going on. Right, saying what's the tzivoy? The tzivoy is not do this, not do A, B, C, and D. The tzivoy is make the mitzorah a recognizable person. Right, the mitzorah is tara. The mitzvah is mitaras hamitzorah, for instance. Right. Now it could say there are actions that you do to accomplish the inyan of tara or producing heker, right? Now he's saying like this. So he's saying that tzivoy is really on the inyan. Okay, so what's the difference? So what is ein ma'akvin though? What's ein ma'akvin again? So let's take tefillin. Let's take tzitzis then. So what's the tzivoy then? Right. What is he saying by the tzitzis? He's saying he nek varis var lecho shafilu achalokim sheina ma'akvin zeh pamim yu mitzvachas kishe yihye ha'inyan echad. What does he mean? Kishe yihye ha'inyan echad. Ki akavana b'tzitzis l'man tizgru. Im kein klal hadavar machayev lezikaron mitzvah achas yimoneh. That's the key line. You got to understand that. klal adover amachayev lezikaron mitzvah aches imona. He's saying that what? So what does that mean? We have to understand that part. That's where he's. The other part is if they're ma'akvin, it's easier. But when they're not ma'akvin, what's the? How does it become one mitzvah? So aches imona. Let's just understand the mitzvah of tzitzis. Let's just understand it simply. Is that what? So what is? How is he describing the mitzvah of tzitzis? How is he saying tzitzis? He's saying what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? To make on your beged an entity of zikaron, right? To make on your beged a chetz of zikaron, right? Now he's saying that there could be. He says it comes out that there are two entities, that there are two components that each carry with it a chelek of zikaron, right? They each carry with it a chelek of zikaron. There's apparently an inyan of zikaron of tcheles and an inyan of lavan, right? I mean, there's a lot of darshanim on the significance of tcheles and lavan.
Is it the same zikaron?
Ultimately, they're going to complement each other, right?
So they have the same white strings with blue strings.
Right. Now, if you say the mitzvah is to make white strings and blue strings, and they're not mocking each other, then there's definitely two mitzvahs. There's no other way, right? Then there's two mitzvahs. But if you say that what's the significance of white, what's the white strings and what's the blue strings, they're both components of a greater category of a zikaron on the knaf of your beged, for the same, and they have the same goal of leman tizkeru, so then the inyan is the same, but there are two ways of accomplishing, of getting to the same inyan. There are two ways, there are two drachim in this inyan. So he says, then you say, in other words, let me put it this way. So I would say, if you look at it from the top down, you say the mitzvah, the description of the mitzvah is exactly the same for tcheles and lavan. It's to affix an entity of zikaron to the knaf of your beged. It happens to be that there are two asios. That inyan comprises, but it's the same inyan both times. It's the same inyan with two different specifics. So he says you don't count the specifics, you count the inyan. But what about tefillin? See, this is where the Ramban. Now let's look at the Ramban's questions. Okay, the Ramban seems to be saying that the Ram is contradicting himself with tzitzis, tefillin, and Kriyat Shema. Right, saying there's no, it's not a cohesive system. So let's take a look at the Ramban's main criticism. So the first part of the thing is he doesn't like the Rambam's raya. Doesn't think there's a raya from that from the Bryce that he's quoting. The Sifri? Yeah, in the Mechilta. He doesn't think the Mechilta is a raya. But let's just skip down to where it is to the idea. So he says like this. Vizus svara tisvol osu hadas labala lachos. Shemona gamke mitzvas. No, I skipped it, right? Vim kol ze anachtu lo neshabesh minyono shel arav. Beze. Shereinu labala lachos. Shemona mitzvas tzitzis mitzvah achas. Lefishi inyin echad. So he agrees. So the Ramban agrees that tzitzis is one mitzvah. Why? Because it's inyan echad. He agrees with the Rambam's idea of inyan echad. Now he explains a little further. What does it mean it's an inyan echad? Shebitashlom atecheles v'halavon tishalim lonu hakavona b'mitzvah zos lizkor es kol mitzvos Hashem v'lasosam. Yes, what does that mean? V'yafal pisham rabishmo barbat tzitzis arbosan arba mitzvos lingin shein makam zezeh omrukach. So what's his idea over here? That there's the tashlum atcheles v'alavon is tishalem lonu akavona b'mitzvah zos. That's his inyan echad. Now what? Right. As it could be in terms of the tzivoy, it could be in terms of asiya that you'll be yotze with components, right? You'll be yotze with components. But what? You'd be yotze with components. But the mitzvah, but with all of them together, they complete the inyan. So it could be that in the asiyas mitzvah, there's an independent. In each part, but together they make the full picture. So he's saying that that in that case you count it as one mitzvah, right? When there's a completeness, when that each one adds something, and then but together there's a completeness. I mean the way the Ramban is describing it is he's saying that there's a completeness of the inyan. In other words, if I would just have tcheles or lavan, so I would have maybe a partial zikaron, right? But according to Allah, partial zikaron is also something, right? But in terms of accounting of, but if the two things are working together to complete the same. To form a whole, right? Then what? Then you count the then you only count it as one mitzvah, right? But that's the Baal Lachos. So he says, but this svara also, according to the Baal Lachos, says that you should count tefillin as one mitzvah. But the Rambam counts tefillin as two mitzvahs. So he says, first of all, it's difficult because they're in the same Mishnah, Tefillin and Tzitzis. And furthermore, he says, if you look at the Inyonim, Hare HaTefillin Yachshu Yoser Inyin Echad. He says, I would say that Tefillin is more one Inyon. Why? Shekol Ma Shekosu B'zeh, Kosu B'zeh. It's the same Parshios. V'ha Inyon B'hem Echad. L'mantiyya Torah Hashem B'finu. Suma K'neged Alev HaMoach. So he says, on the contrary. See, this is where that slight difference makes a big difference now, right? He says, tefillin is even more one inyan than tzitzis. Why? Because what's the inyan? The inyan is leman tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha, right? B'finu. And there's a component connected the lave, and there's a component connected the machshava. Right? Now the lave and the machshava are complete sub-entities. You understand? Right? There's a complete idea of lave, and there's a complete idea of machshava. But together, lave and machshava are the gavra in are the full gavra, correct? So he says the mitzvah of tefillin is, what's the inyan of tefillin? The inyan of tefillin is that should be tiyah Torah Hashem b'finu, that we should be totally encompassed in Torah, right? So he says, okay, it's true that they're not ma'akvin each other. because there is a kiyum of the idea of lev, and there is a kiyum of the idea of machshava, right? But in terms of inyan, it's really saying it's really one inyan. That's his argument with the Rambam. It's really one inyan. The inyan is to be totally encompassed by parshios. So why should the Rambam count tefillin as two mitzvahs? And the Rambam has a funny reason in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He's like he gives like a funny reason, right? He says he only did it because that Gemara said it. That Gemara had that lashon. That he doesn't say there's al pisvar, it has to be that way, right? Doesn't seem to say that it's al pisvar, it has to be that way. He says it's just the Gemara indicates that they're two separate mitzvahs. So that's the interesting thing with the Rambam. That he doesn't seem to be going by pure svara in these cases. He seems to be going by whatever, if he found a chazal that indicates it's one or two. Right? He doesn't say that it has to be the till and has to be two. Right? Doesn't he just say, he says, because he found that Gemara? He says, Varaya ala yos tefillin shel rosh shel yad shtei mitzvos omrim b'gemar menachos. He says the Gemara calls them two mitzvahs. Yeah.
It's more one.
Okay, yeah, so what does Ramban mean that it's more one inyan? Going back to the other thing. What does it mean it's more one inyan? Because he says it's a repetition. Right? In other words, you could argue that Tcheles and Lavan are different ideas. Right? So if you see that, they're different, they actually have different content. Right. But they lead to the same inyan in a different way. It's a different way that it's the same inyan. It's that there's part of the information is here and part of the information is there. Right? But by tefillin he's saying it's really one inyan. The inyan is to take these same ideas and fully be engrossed in them. Right? It says if you can consider different ideas one inyan because they ultimately form a greater thing, right? Then in other words, there's two ways that the two things join together. The tchelos and the lavan are joined together in a different way than the tzitzis and tzilin shalyan and tzilin shalrosh. How? Right, ask your question, D-Man, right? Yeah, so what do you say? In other words, the tefillin, the tchelis and the lavan, he's saying, are different in yonim, different ideas. Right? Different ideas. And each one is not makif the other. Correct? But they complete each other. They complement each other. They complement each other in a certain objective, right? So you see that what? So even though two things are different in content, but ultimately they join into one kiyum, and you count that as one mitzvah, then certainly taking the same content and simply applying it twice should be one mitzvah. It's like two of the same strokes. It's like spread it all around. Spread it all around. Of course, it's two is more of a unity than build a structure using two separate entities. I mean, if you can say two entities together is one inyan, can be one inyan, then certainly just a reboy of the same thing is a one inyan. He's saying tefillin is just like a reboy of the same thing. right? It's just an expansion of the same thing to be totally covered by it. There's an inyan of being covered in the yad, and there's an inyan in the rosh. But that's a qualitative, that's just a quantitative increase. Of course, it's qualitative because now it's the whole gavra. But it's really the same thing twice. But so if you can, if you can tolerate in minyan and mitzvos counting two separate entities as one because they share the same minyan, ultimately, then certainly two of the same things, right? Okay. So that's his argument. That's his argument. You look at the inyan by tefillin is more, the inyan by tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh is more identical. Because it's really the same inyan. It's exactly the same inyan. Apply these ideas to yourself. Apply them here and apply them there. So that's more the same inyan than tchelas and lavan. Because tchelas has a certain content and lavan has a different content. So that's his argument. If the Rambam is going to say that tefillin, that the tzitzis is one inyan, then the tefillin should certainly be one inyan. Okay, one second. Now he says like this. And if you're going to say that what's the difference between tefillin and tzitzis? That one is one action. Levishas tzitzis is one maisa. Right? And tefillin is two actions. And you don't count two actions that are not ma'akev each other as two separate you don't count two actions that are not mocking each other as two mitzvos. He says that what? I'm sorry. He says Rav. He says you should count them, right? No, that's going to be the Rambam's argument. So he's going to give the Rambam an argument. You'll say tchela. You'll say tzitzis is different than tefillin. Because tzitzis is counted as one mitzvah because it's one action. But tefillin is two. It's two actions. Two actions that are not mocking each other. But if that's the case, he says, you should count Kriya Shema and the Tomid as two separate mitzvahs too. That's his argument. Right? He's saying the only justification for the Rambam to count Kriya, to count tefillin as two separate mitzvahs is because they're two completely different actions. But then Kriya Shema should be two mitzvahs. And the Talmud should be two mitzvahs. Right? So the Ramban himself holds that what? The Ramban himself holds you go by the inyan. Right? He holds you go by the inyan. So he counts tefillin and tzitzis as one mitzvah. Right? But what? But by Kriya Shema and the Talmud, he counts them as two. Why? Because those, he says, they're two mitzvos that are not makvin each other in different zmanim. So, oh, right. So maybe you'll say the Rambam holds the tefillin as two in yonim, but that's what Daniel sent me. The Rambam says in the tshuva that you only make one. The Rambam says not in Hilchos Tefillin, you only make one bracha. That's what we're knowing. We only make one bracha, and it's tefillin shel yad, and it covers the shel rosh too. And then they ask the Rambam why. He says, because it's one inyan.
Whose tshuva was that? That was the Rambam?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say it was one inyan too?
No, only if they're hepsik. Only if there's a hepsik.
Who was Ginsburg?
No, it's okay. So Mishan wants to say that what? That there's two things you need to know. That in order to be one mitzvah for the Rambam, it has to be the same inyan and not discrete entities. Right?
Yeah, but then I'm thinking of Kriya Shema.
But then he's thinking, now he's thinking about Kriya Shema. Yeah, so we're mentioning in Mitzvah Ayin Zayin, the Rambam has an interesting case. It's why don't you count all the karbonos of Mechusrei Kapara as one mitzvah? Of one mitzvah. What would the mitzvah be? It's one inyan. Chisur Kapara. He says, Sheyeshlem inyan echad, yikabitzein. You should group them all together and say, there's a mitzvah of being misakein a mechusar kapara. Right? V'ziyazeh min ha'tara, min ha'tumah. Yeah. Just like you count tara b'mikvah as one mitzvah. You don't say that each type of tumah is a separate mitzvah by the mikvah. So the Ram says, you're right. He says, al pi svara, you're right. It should be that way. It should be one mitzvah. But it's not possible because they're different korbanos. He says, if they were exactly the same, if every mechusar kapara brought the same exact seder avoda, then I would count it as one mitzvah. Just like every tameh goes straight into the mikvah in the same way. But since each one needs a separate seder avoda, he says you can't count it as one mitzvah anymore. So now we see the first wide open fissure over here in the inyan theory. The inyan theory can only take you so far. Even if it's the same inyan, he's saying, even if it's the same inyan, but if it's completely different asios, then you don't count it the same.
Yeah, that tweak.
Tweak. Before.